right, dude. So it's 7:30 in the evening. We have never recorded a podcast this late.
Yep, it is definitely a lot later than we are used to. It's past dinner time.
We had a pretty long weekend together, actually, just in general. Saturday, we went golfing.
Yes.
Sucked. Horribly.
Oh my god.
I smashed my driver head.
No, that was the funniest. I'm sorry that I laughed so hard, but that was so funny.
We were playing at Columbia Park. So it's a par 3 course, but there's one par 4. And it's a very drivable 270 yards. And so I've got my driver, and I hit a shot. Mulligan. All right, fuck it. It's another
one.
It
went like, wait, the first one went like,
directly to the left.
Yeah, like 20 yards.
Straight into the highway. That person may or may not have hit a car.
Sorry if you drive a
Taurus, a late 90s
Ford Taurus. Late 90s Ford Taurus. So we are sorry.
So hit a car. And then another one was a slice. And then I remember telling Brandon, I was like, dude, honestly, after this, let's just fucking go. Because I'm playing so bad. And I just am tired. I just want to go home. And then I hit another one just to see. I was like, Brandon, I'm going to swing as hard as I fucking can. And I did. And the club head snapped off.
It went further than the ball, too.
I lost track of the ball.
I was watching the club head and laughing.
But I was like, dude, what the fuck? Did I hit the ground? And I didn't hit the ground.
There was no mark on it.
It just snapped.
The club head still was full. Like, there was no scuff mark anywhere on it. Like, it was...
What a fucking bummer.
That was funny.
But anyway, after that, we stopped that shit.
We were like, let's go home.
We
picked up our balls and his driver head, and we went.
Yeah, it's still in my golf bag. Oh my gosh, I'm such a moron. But anyway, after that, came home, had a steak dinner. Now remember, if you have been listening, we had been planning to get together this weekend to watch the Formula One race.
Yep, at the Bahrain.
Yeah, the Bahrain race over...
For the season opener.
Yeah, season opener of Formula One. So we planned a whole weekend out of it. So Saturday we hung out, we golfed, had dinner. I cooked up some steaks that were pretty good.
They were very good.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Very good.
I'd say it was okay.
They were very good.
But yeah, so had that, stayed up, watched the Formula One
Drive to Survive
episodes, which totally passed out for.
He passed out like maybe 5 minutes into the first, the episode 9, and then like all the way. I think I did fall asleep for a little bit at the end. I missed the very end of the last episode.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, we ended up getting up, waking back up and playing some games, and then...
Yeah.
And then we went to sleep.
Yeah, but I was freaking exhausted.
Yeah.
So the plan was to finish watching The Drive to Survive. I actually fell asleep. I think you got to most of it. I watched the 9th episode today. I'm going to watch the 10th episode later. But,
That's crazy. That 9th episode, man.
Yeah, it was intense. Yeah, it was whenever he caught on fire.
They did definitely play it out a lot longer than it actually was. Because I believe he, in real life, obviously, he was in the fire for about 35 seconds.
Yeah.
And in the show, it was probably like 5 minutes, it made it feel like.
Yeah. Well, they talked about it. It was like 2 minutes and 45 seconds or something like that. Like he was, that from the crash to whenever they saw him on camera.
His wife said that's how long it took for him to find out that, or for her to find out that he was still alive.
Yeah.
Which is so, probably feels like so long.
Yeah, if you have your husband right there.
His car in flames.
Cut in half and in flames, yeah.
That kind of inferno.
For him to come out of that was insane. But, I don't know. I have to finish out the season. I'm sure that the last is just going to tell me, oh, Lewis Hamilton won, and then these people went to here. But now I know kind of where everyone's at.
Also, in the ninth episode, Checo's win.
Yeah, Checo won.
His win from 18th. Or no, was he in 20th?
I think it was on the 18th.
I think he was 18th because there were a couple people that weren't racing or that were already out. And so, from 18th. Oh, no, because Max Verstappen went out and Charles Leclerc both went out in that same crash. Because Checo and Charles Leclerc clash, and then Max was like, no, 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 I don't want to be part of this, and then he ended up going straight into a wall. Like,
and so he wasn't part of the
He's like, oh, damn it. That sucks.
So he comes out, started 18th, and then goes and wins first
wins, place. Yeah.
And then that essentially gave him the job at Red Bull, yeah, which today he did.
Him. That something put him similar. On Christian's radar, yep.
Yeah, today he did something even similar to
very
that.
Very similar,
he,
yeah.
He had a decent pole. He had a decent position. He was like 10th or something like
he
that.
He was 11th, which
yeah.
probably at the Red Bull, they're like, no, I don't like that. But
then he raced his ass off.
He raced.
He got caught up. He got caught up in the jam in the first little bit. And then.
No, well, he would, during the formation lap, His car stopped on him,
yeah.
which caused him, but then it started back up after everyone got to the line. So they had to do another formation lap, and then he had to start from the pit lane. And so after everyone started, he had the red light until everyone passed him. Then he got the green light to start.
Yeah.
And then there ended up being a safety car because freaking the Haas driver that nobody likes ended up going off in the second corner.
Yeah.
And which allowed him to catch back up to the pack at that point.
Yeah.
And then he ended up bringing it all the way up to fifth by the end.
Yeah, fifth. Yeah, I think it was fifth and then.
It was sixth and then he passed.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it was Charles Leclerc right at the end and.
Yeah.
Got him.
So, you know, he did well, but just getting, watching the Formula One race is actually pretty dope, just in general.
It was a lot of fun.
It was the first one that
fun.
That first one that I watched.
It was intense.
Yeah.
And
the battle, Max almost came back in the end. He probably should have had it, but
apparently there's a lot of controversy about that corner, that fourth turn.
Yeah.
Cuz Lewis was going off almost every lap.
Yeah.
Like he but in the driver's meeting they had told him it was okay to go off, but then Lewis was doing it so many times that they had gave him a warning, and then Max passed him on the outside,
yeah.
completely four tires past the rumble strip,
yeah.
and they made him give the position back to Lewis, and from there, like, he just couldn't get
on.
It back.
Yeah,
it seemed like he almost, I don't know if maybe the car was overheated at that point, or he just was like, I don't even care anymore type thing. But he just didn't seem like he had the spark after that. And he just finished the race.
Yeah. No, it was a bummer. But it was interesting. The whole weekend was interesting, though. Like, I'm glad that we planned that out. Because we don't ever get to do
sleepovers. Like,
yeah, I mean, you guys spent the night at our house.
The last sleepover we had was probably
high school.
Graduation night, maybe?
No. I don't think so.
Did we even do a sleepover in graduation?
No.
I don't even know. It would have to have been high school then, yeah.
Yeah, no, it was definitely back in high school, yeah. So it'd been a long time, but now we're old. And you got both of us falling asleep just trying to stay up and watch a freaking movie.
It's like 11 o'clock and we're like passed out. And then in the morning your kids are like screaming. And then our dogs are barking.
Yeah.
It's just, we're trying to, you and I are like, glued to the TV, and then there's like chaos happening around us.
Well, that's what happens when you have kids.
Yeah.
That's you gotta deal with them. But all in all, it's still good. I think we should probably the next one is like 6 a.m, so that's gonna be a little bit earlier.
It'll be a little bit earlier.
A little bit more commitment.
Maybe we do like every other one or something like that. Just so it, yeah.
The ones that the times are actually feasible,
reasonable.
Yeah. To actually be able to do it.
Right.
But it'd be a lot to ask for to even be able to meet up at all those early times.
Yeah.
So probably better to stick to the, if they have like a noon race or something.
Oh, yeah.
Like
if they, yeah. Maybe we can do like once or twice a year or once or twice we can do stay overnights, but then like we try to keep it to the later ones if we can.
We're still having that. We're having the good stay overnight in Monroe whenever we go.
Oh, yes. The
Formula Drift.
Yes.
Yeah. That's going to be the good stay overnight.
And Formula Drift is always, like, later on in the day, too. So we can always, like, get together for those.
Yeah. But let's try not to be old men.
And fall asleep.
Let's actually hang out after the events because we got the Airbnb, so.
Oh, yeah. Yes. The Monroe one's going to be fun. I think, like, we should totally maybe, like, try to grab a drink afterwards. Yeah. Or get drinks and bring it back to their Airbnb type thing. Like, either way, like, we're going to have a fun time.
Yeah, we should be able to have
a fun time. Kids.
No kids. No kids are going to be there. It's going to be... That's the fun part, dude. Yeah. Once you have kids, it's harder to...
It is.
Let loose, harder to go out. Mm-hmm. And actually be able to let loose.
Let loose, yeah. Like... I like every time you come over, I'm like, oh, you know, bring your kids if you want. Yeah. But I feel like sometimes you do.
I'd don't. Rather.
I'm like, oh, why didn't you bring sometimes. Your kids? But yeah. Like, nah, I'd rather not have them here.
Yeah, of course. It's just easier to have fun. But mm-hmm. They're great, though.
They are. They're funny.
I want to, like, Tori was talking about how. Oh, no, it was Jasmine. It was talking about, like, how expensive it is to get into karting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's, like... We don't even understand, yeah. Like, we don't even understand how much money it costs, but I've looked into... Or I haven't looked into it. There's people that... At Autocross, we run karts, and a couple of the guys have their kids run karts.
There is a karting track that's up in Horn Rapids or something isn't like it? That,
but I'm not really sure what I have zero information about them. Really, I've only heard of them, but I have no idea. Is they're like next to the paintball place, so I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
but we run karts over there, and I've sat there and I've looked at it and I'm like, yo, it'd be pretty dope to get Adrian and Alexi some of these. Because then you can really get them started into, like, the passion of getting into cars.
Yeah, and also, like, taking care of their own little cart, you know, doing the little maintenance.
Yeah,
and the little
it'd be a whole learning experience. It'd be actually, honestly, it'd be so dope to do that. So I'd have to...
Maybe just get them one cart that...
They can both drive. I'd have to look into it, see if they had like adjustable seats that could go up. Adrian's probably gonna get up to Alexi's height.
Yeah, he's there. He's a big kid. Like he'll be there probably within the next year. But I mean, Alexi's also gonna be growing too. So
yeah, but I feel like them having stuff like that, being able to ride, being able to drive. I actually think all that stuff's good for you. Like my cousin Tyce just got himself a motorcycle, a dirt bike.
Oh yeah,
and
dope.
I'd love to have one of those. I was learning how to drive them whenever I was a kid, but I just never had one.
Yeah, I never had one either.
So being able to do that stuff, being able to ride that stuff, yeah. I just feel like it's good for you.
I was around motocross as a kid, like a young kid, but I never was able to actually get one for myself and ride one.
Yeah.
But I like around here, there's not really anywhere you can... I don't know. I feel like
dirt bike.
There's no point in having one around here.
A dirt bike?
Yeah.
No, because you have to travel out.
You have to take it somewhere.
Yeah, I grew up in a small town, and I lived out of town in that small town. So a lot of my friends, you know, like Tyce, he had his own motorcycle. He would drive around to get to places. Hunter would drive around to get to places. And it's like, that'd be
crazy. That was their transportation stuff. Yeah.
As kids. Mm-hmm. I just think that'd be dope. But over here, to have motorcycles, and that's why I told Tori, I was like, I told her today, whenever I saw that test posted, I was like, you know, if we lived in Brewster, I'd have a motorcycle, or I'd have a dirt bike, right? And she looks at me, she's like, yeah, but we don't, so you're not going to get one. And I'm like, yeah, I know. I know.
You probably also still have a Jeep, too.
I probably also still have a Jeep. don't get me started on the Jeep. I miss the Jeep. Oh, my goodness, do I miss that Jeep, man. That thing was so...
You put a lot of work into that thing too.
I put some work into it. Not a lot of work because
Tyce put a lot of work into it.
Hey, that was part of the learning experience though. with Jeeps you can put in a freaking lot of work. Like mm-hmm. the possibilities are endless.
They have a ton of aftermarket base.
But it was a 95 Jeep Cherokee XJ with a 4-liter and the AX15 manual transmission.
4-liter inline six?
4-liter inline six. And I found it from I found it from an old man that just had it for sale. One of my coworkers told me that he had a Jeep for sale and it was just out there sitting with a for sale sign and I went to go look at it and it sure as shit, Jeep Cherokee. He wanted like $2,500 for it. I got him down to $2,200 for it. He had less than 60,000 miles on the clock. and he claimed to have had it been towed, so some of that mileage wasn't real anyway. Dude, it doesn't matter. 60,000 miles on a 95 Jeep Cherokee. Yeah. It was like 21 years old at the time. Bought it from him, and the 5-speed, the AX15, dude, it is
butter. It felt good,
It is perfect. It was super clunky when I first got it, but I swapped out the tranny fluid with some Redline, which is like the go-to oils. The gear, go-to gear oil is the Redline. I use MT90, I think. On the MR2, I've got MTL.
I should probably do that on my car just to make it... Because I feel like I get a little, grind. Or
why not?
Almost.
I mean, at the mileage, I'd say you probably can, should.
You can just drain it out and then
put new stuff in.
Yeah, I should do that.
Yeah, I mean, we can knock it out in an hour or less.
Let's go do it right now. Kidding.
Let's not do it right now. But that thing... had the Chrysler 8 1/4 rear. It was the perfect Cherokee, and I sold it. I made a good profit off of it.
Yeah.
I had probably had like $4,500 invested into it, and I sold it for $6,000.
And which you were able to take that money and buy the MR2, right?
No, I bought an AR-15 with it. That was the one thing.
When you were in your gun phase.
Yeah. I still have a gun phase. I just don't want to buy any guns.
You just don't buy them.
I just don't buy a gun because I'm trying not to spend stupid money, but...
So that you can buy a sports car later on.
Yeah. Just trying to not be dumb. Trying to not be dumb with the money so that I can achieve some type of... Some of those goals, maybe. I still... Yeah, because the freaking... Like, I keep saying I'm a holdout on the MR2 until I have money to buy a better sports car, but the MR2 still isn't running. I looked into forums, I was excited. There's on the forums, there was a guy that had posted my exact same problem.
Like exact same everything.
Problem. All the symptoms, all the troubleshooting that he's done, all the troubleshooting that I've done has matched up, and it was like a fuel dampener for him that was clogged or something, so he replaced it with a banjo bolt from the fuel filter and put that in there. And so I went to the pick and pull on Friday, and I grabbed the banjo bolt off of a Toyota Camry, because it's the same one, and put it on there. Maybe it's gonna work. Nope, doesn't work at all. And so that said, I still don't know what's wrong with it. We're gonna have to get back together with my friends and try to figure it out. But
you said it was a fuel. The guy was a fuel dampener.
Yeah. So
what is that? I've never heard of what a fuel dampener is.
Honestly,
is it like something
really
you can
know.
Just replace a unit?
Yeah, but if the banjo bolt didn't fix it, then that's probably not what the problem was.
Oh, okay.
So there's no point in revisiting that.
Revisiting. Okay.
Yeah, and I still have that bolt, so it wouldn't matter anyway. But yeah. So. It's still not working. So now I'm out here shopping around for cars all the time because I'm just trying to get.
Now you need a running car.
I'm trying to get a car to go back to autocross, and I don't have one.
Because it's not gonna, that car's not gonna do it for you.
And I could buy a car right now. I could go out and get myself a sports car right now. That's not the problem. It's just it's not the one that I
will
necessarily want long term.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I go get one in a couple of years, it will be the one that I can get long term. But, man...
You still enjoy.
I've been shopping around at 350Zs, like I always do, because I just like the chassis. I think it's dope. I understand all of the drawbacks on it, people clowning the shit out of them all the time because they're not fast. I get it. But they're a versatile freaking chassis. You can do a lot and have a lot of fun in it.
I feel like they're fast.
They're heavy, but they wear their weight well. They're still plenty athletic.
Yeah.
But
and I mean, you could always just strip stuff out if you need to reduce heaviness. You could get rid of speakers.
No, screw that, dude. I'll do that. I want to keep the car, like keep the amenities of the car the way they are, you know, because that kind of wanted to become somewhat comfortable. It's not a dedicated race car,
right? You kind of want a car that you can still cruise around.
I can go date nights.
Yeah,
pull right. up to date nights in this car, you know,
right.
Which is another reason why I want to keep it a two-seater always, right? But Yeah, I've been shopping around, and it's not the it's not that I can't do it right now, because I can. Tori knows that we can. I just don't want to do it because it's not the car that I'm gonna want long term. Whatever that car is, I keep saying Corvette. I keep saying Corvette because that's what makes sense. It's the most power for. It's the most power, the most reliable for the cheapest amount of money.
Just and the way Corvettes, yeah, Corvettes have that's the value. What they are. They're like a budget supercar slash very high end sports car.
Yeah, the value you cannot beat the value for the money. For the money of a C6 Corvette, you can get yourself a Honda S2000, which is going to be a whole lot slower. But S2000s have retained their value so well because of how great they are to drive, and they are great. I've driven one. I drove an AP2. My friend Andre had one.
You're always bragging about it.
It's the best thing. I love that freaking car. So that goes to show the Corvette makes sense. It's the logical choice. But here you have so the S2000, which is slower, less performance. Just in general, just less performance in general for the same amount of money. But the heart and soul of it matches what I like in a car better.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you want a car that you can drive the heck out of.
Yeah.
And I feel like I was telling you this, like, when you were really first telling me that you wanted a Corvette, I was like, but you can't daily a Corvette and drive it to its max. I mean, you can on the road, but you're gonna get in a lot more trouble.
Yeah.
Versus
you can't ring it out.
Yeah. Versus if I have my Honda where I can ring out three gears and maybe and I can get a ticket. I won't. If you ring out three gears in a Corvette, you're going to jail if you get caught by a cop. Like you're almost 100 miles an hour at that point.
Probably over, depending on the gearing, because they have some long
gears. They have pretty long gears.
Depending on the model that you get. But,
like, third gear for me, I mean, I might get a ticket.
Yeah.
I might get a warning.
Yeah, depending. And, like, an S2000 would kind of be in the same boat, because S2000s aren't really fast.
No, they're not super fast. I think they're a little over 200, right?
They're like 230-something, 240-something, depending on the one that you have. But more than anything, it's just a feel, and like the character of the car is like it's been unmatched to any other car that I've driven. The RX-8 is similar, but from like the connection that I personally felt with the car, the S2000 takes the cake on everything. I also haven't driven a Corvette, so, or any LS engine really. So besides trucks. Trucks technically have LSs. But no, I haven't driven any LS. So maybe it would also connect with me like that, but I don't know.
Have you ever ridden in the car with Jeff and I?
Yeah, I have. Okay. I've ridden in an LS.
You just haven't driven.
I haven't driven one, yeah. Okay. But I can't imagine it being the same as what I feel with an S2000.
Yeah. The character. I don't know how to explain it. Because, I mean, I've driven Jeff's car, and I believe that one has an LS5?
Wait, Jeff's car?
Jeff's is, I think it's a 90...
Oh, it's an LS1.
Is it LS1?
Yeah, he's got a Catfish Camaro, it's an LS1.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, I mean, it has, like, the instant torque and all that. But, I don't know. Yeah, it just doesn't rev out enough for me.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm afraid that that's going to be the same thing for me. That I'm just going to be like, not as excited, even though it's so much faster.
And, like, driving the two cars, like, now that I'm thinking about it, like, my car even feels like it's more torquey in the power band than that.
Really?
Yeah, but...
It's probably just the torque delivery.
Yeah, maybe.
Because the Camaro will always have torque, pretty much.
It's probably just the way it's probably just the way the whole graph is versus... Yeah. Cause his probably just like it's torque and then it's torque. Whereas mine is like torque and then it's like
he's like no torque. Here's 140 pounds.
Little torque.
Yeah, no, it's gone. That's essentially what it is.
Well, no, it has pretty good torque at the beginning, but yes, it does fall off.
Well, for what it is, you have to think about it. It's a 2.4 liter high revving engine. It's not going to have much torque. It's not a turbocharged car. Right. But that's what we like. That's the character that I really like. And it's annoying. Like, it's people... Like, I've driven boosted cars before, and it's like... It's cool.
Really?
Yeah, it's cool, I guess. It's never done too much for me. Nothing like
an A car.
Yeah.
The only boosted car I've driven was the Evo 10 that my friend Abe has, his car. It was a stock, all stock motor, everything. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I don't know. I didn't really... It had a little bit of lag, but then...
What kind of car was it again?
It's a Evo 10.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Mitsubishi Evo 10. Yeah. And, like, I guess the only real difference was that just that slight lag when you hit the throttle, but, mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. The power band still felt like any other power band.
Yeah.
Like, any other Japanese car. Didn't... Like, it didn't feel like it was, like, a surge or anything like that. No. I don't know. It was fast though too.
Yeah, they're fast, they're quick.
It was only like first and second that I was able to do. It's not like I was able to like rev out third or fourth where you really get to feel the...
You're not a rebel.
I'm not a rebel, no.
You're not a rebel, you're not trying to ring it out all the way.
No, I'm nice to people's cars. I'm only mean to my own car.
That's what they're meant to do, dude. I mean, I've driven all of my cars hard, like I rev out that whenever I do drive the MR2, I always
rev out. Rev out in the garage.
Yeah, right. You're now. I don't think I can even touch limiter like that, dude.
Well, yeah, doesn't it have like a weird like soft limiter that it's doing right now?
It's just not able to rev out under load is the problem. Oh. If I give it like 20% throttle, it can rev out fine. Slowly, but then if I give it full throttle, it just completely bugs.
It's like, boom.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I have no idea.
Yeah, it's like a little launch control mechanism it's got going on.
I don't think that's what it is. I don't know what it is, but it's something like that.
Take it to Toyota, and they're like, yeah, we have launch control on this.
This 1987.
You just have to press this button that you don't even know exists that you hit with your knee one time. I don't know. I'm just kidding.
No, we need to... I just need to figure it out, dude, because I really want to go back out to autocrossing, man.
Well, it's hard to figure something out when you have no clue what's wrong with it.
Yeah. Having done the work and nothing doing anything. But I told myself, do not go out and chase for that freaking 350Z that you want. Don't look at RX-8s. Please. Don't look at anything like that. You don't need it.
Please, somebody who's listening that knows something about MR2s, help Martin... figure out what's wrong with it.
No, dude. I don't know, man.
What is that called? DM him.
Yeah, DM me. Yeah, don't. Maybe. Maybe, actually.
Slide into his DMs with info about how to fix AW11 MR2s.
An AW11 MR2. No, I mean, one of these days I'll get it sorted out. I guess I'm just going to have to look into
one of these days with the help of one of our amazing listeners.
Maybe. Yeah. We'll see, but I think it's getting late. I should probably get going, so gotta start the work week.
Yeah since we started late, we should probably
cut it off
early, but we'll do an extra long episode for the next one just to make up for it. Maybe.
All right, so yeah. This has been the On the Gas Podcast,
and this is the On the Gas Podcast.
We're out.